today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is another episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. In this week, we're going to speak about the meaning of tawassul, or resorting to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Today, Sunday, 12th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and listen to chapter Isra, verse 57.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ulaika alladhina yad'una yabtaghuna ila rabbihimul wasilata ayyuhum aqrabu wa yarjuna rahmatahu wa yakhafuna 'adhabahu inna 'adhaba rabbika kana mahdhura.
Those whom they invoke seek means of access to their Lord, striving as to which of them would be nearest, and they hope for his mercy and fear his punishment. Indeed, the punishment of your Lord is ever feared.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Some commentators are of the opinion that the prophets who call the people to the path of the truth, they themselves seek some means of support, especially the ones who can make them nigh to Allah closer and in a speedier manner, or the mediation of every prophet who is in closer proximity to Allah. In numerous quotations, we have it under this verse that the two sides of the balance between fear and hope must be paralleled. Otherwise, the person who is being involved will either become desperate or arrogant as a result of being unduly hopeful.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
Let's get familiar with the meaning of tawassul, or resorting to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. And what is the meaning of tawassul? One of the essentials of the Islamic religion and one of the pillars of monotheism, on which Shias and Sunnis agree, is the management of the world system is in the hands of Allah, and issues such as creating, providing sustenance, setting night and day, darkness and light, sending down rain, and etc. are under Allah's control, and Allah has no partner in the creation and control of the world. At the same time, although Allah does not need means and mediators, Allah has decreed that divine plans should be carried out through mediators. Allah refrains from doing anything without means. Based on this, Allah does some things such as taking the soul, revelation, rain, and etc. through divine means. These means and mediators are within the framework of Allah's providence and plan and will and should not be considered as polytheism.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Today we are going to talk about the concept of tawassul, that is, resorting to the intermediary. If one calls Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Imam Ali alayhi salam for help, he is in fact calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help through intermediary of the Prophet or the Imams. And he does that with the understanding that the Prophet or the Imams do not have any independent power, but rather what they have, which many others lack, is that they have credit in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah does not put down their request if they pray to Allah on my behalf. Imam Ali and all the martyrs are alive, as Quran clearly testifies, though they are not on the earth. So please do not treat them as dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Quran, think not of those who are martyred in the way of Allah as dead. Nay, they are living, finding their sustenance in the presence of their Lord. This is the Holy Quran, chapter 3, verse 169. In fact, all of our Imams, except Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, were martyred either by sword or by poison. Moreover, there are quite strong proofs in both Shia and Sunni that the Prophet himself was also poisoned by a Jew in the Battle of Khaybar, and the poison slowly worked on his body till it finally killed him. I just bring two traditions from Sahih al-Bukhari. Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith number 5551. When Khaybar was conquered, a cooked sheep containing poison was given as a present to Allah's apostle. Sahih Bukhari again, 5713, narrated Aisha. The Prophet, in his ailment in which he died, used to say, "Oh Aisha, I still feel the pain caused by the food I ate at Khaybar. I feel as if my aorta being cut from that poison." So they should not be called dead since they are alive, according to Quran. Thus, we can make tawassul to them the same way that the Shia of Moses made tawassul to Moses.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Do you know that paradise is the reward of love for Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them? Yunus said to Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, "My love and friendship for you and the way Allah made me know your rights is more beloved to me than the whole world." When he finished, the sign of vexation was visible in the face of Imam, who said, "O Yunus, you made an improper comparison. What is the world and what is therein? Is it anything other than eating to a full or covering of private parts, whereas through your love for us, you will attain eternal life? Truly, love for Ahlul Bayt is source of eternal life, which begins with a happy death and continues until eternity. Whoever dies with love for the household of Muhammad will be given the good news of entering paradise by first the angel of death and then by Munkar and Nakir, two interrogators in grave. Whoever dies with the love of the household of Muhammad will be taken to heaven just as a bride is taken to the bridegroom's house."
Allahumma salli ala
One question, why is it necessary for the Imam to be infallible? Imam literally means leader. An Imam is a person followed by others. In theological terms, there are different definitions for who the Imam is. According to the Shia school of thought, Imamate is a general and universal leadership regarding the people's worldly and otherworldly affairs as a succession to the Prophet. The meaning and concept of infallibility is such. Isma, or infallibility, literally means to protect and block something, and in theology refers to an inner state of the individual that not only doesn't allow one to sin and disobey divine orders, but also blocks him or her from even being subject to error. To put it another way, the infallible is one who never accidentally nor purposefully disobeys a religiously obligatory act, although he or she has the power and choice to.
Tawassul, calling upon the Prophet or the Imams for help, whether this help is for this life, for relief, for a cure, or to intercede for their shafa'a, for their intercession, for help in the hereafter. This notion or this concept has been rejected by a school of thought in Islam, and where it considers this to be a heresy and a form of shirk and polytheism. While when we examine that carefully, through the Holy Quran, we find that these allegations of those groups who consider calling upon the Prophet for his intercession with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they consider it to be heresy, we find them baseless. They have no roots in the Quran. They are allegations, man-made allegations, made by Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, and then it was bequeathed by him. 400 years later, these ideas were resurrected by Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab in Najd, in Central Arabia, and propagated by hundreds of thousands of preachers in the Arabian Peninsula, in the Gulf States, and around the world, without even paying attention to the delicacy and the complexity of this issue. This issue is very complex. We have to look and examine it through the Holy Quran and the authentic tradition of Prophet Muhammad. The Holy Quran asserts in many cases that, number one, the Salafis argue that when you call upon the Prophet is dead. He's unable to hear you. But when you open the Quran, you find something else. You find that the Prophet, God, considers him to be a witness over his ummah, over his nation, on the Day of Judgment. Now, if the witness is absent, if the witness cannot hear and cannot see, how can he become a witness? He cannot be a witness summoned by God. Look at the Holy Quran. Look at chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse 41. This is one example. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ. How if we bring from every nation a witness, shaheed here means a witness on the Day of Judgment, وَجِئْنَا بِكَ, and we bring you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَلَى هَؤُلَاء, above those which are the Muslim, your community, ala ha'ula'i shahida, you're going to be a witness above them.
dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you so much for your company, and till another episode and another meeting, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي